We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMOX News Time, 620. I'm George Sells. Pro football. Not the NFL, though, but pro football. Returning to St. Louis in 2020, the spring of 2020. Only question is, will fans buy in? After all, we've been burned by pro football in recent years. But could it change? Maybe. And joining us now on KMOX, the new coach of the XFL team coming to St. Louis in 2020, it's Jonathan Hayes, a longtime Cincinnati Bengals assistant who will now take the reins of a brand new franchise here in St. Louis. Coach Hayes, welcome to KMOX.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Coach, let's start with the pep talk. This is a town where a lot of people have had a rough road with pro football in recent years, a lot of fans. Give us the XFL pep talk. Why should we be excited?
Well, I think, first of all, and probably the most important part of it is, we're going to give you a product that you're going to want to come out and experience. You're going to want to bring your family. It's going to be cost friendly. The play of pace is going to be very exciting. But it's football. It's what you've been watching, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college. It's still just football. It's tackling, blocking, catching, touchdowns, all those things. It's still just good, hard-nosed, fast-paced football.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about the challenges you face. And you face probably the most unique set of challenges of any GM in the league from the standpoint, maybe you don't have to compete with an NFL franchise in your town like the folks in Dallas and New York and so forth, but you have to compete with the ghosts of a couple of them, which may almost be worse because there are a lot of people in this city that, quite frankly, have thrown their hands in the air and said to heck with professional football. How do you win those folks back over, and how do you make them a base for your team?
Well, I think, George, first and foremost, we're not competing with the NFL. We're our own product, and I think once people recognize that, there's been pro football in the city of St. Louis since 1923. Starting with the St. Louis All-Stars, and then you had the Gunners, and then you had the two NFL teams. We're the fifth team. People in St. Louis want pro football. They're great sports fans. They understand. They love to watch competition, and they want to see good, hard-nosed, fast-paced football that they can go in and enjoy. And why not come down to the Dome and watch a better product than us?
You were part of one of the most stable coaching staffs in the NFL. You were in one place for a longer time than most coaches ever get to be. Now, all of a sudden, not only are you in a new position, but going into a league that is somewhat uncharted territory, and particularly having seen what happened to the AAF in a period of a few weeks, are you a little nervous going into this?
Not at all. I think that the one thing we recognize is that we're being very methodical. We're being very patient. We announced it in 18, and now it's going to be 2 years before we start. We got great business people and football people on both sides of it, doing it the right way, so that we can establish this league and it'll get legs and we can run with it for a good time, a long time in the future. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to sustain something that's going to be great for the cities we're in and to also allow us to grow and complement the other football that's being played around us.
Okay, Coach, give us the inside story here. What's the name of this team going to be? You must know by now.
They won't. It's like I did an interview yesterday, a couple days ago. Did one this morning. They won't tell us. I really don't know.
What's your suggestion? What do you want to see?
I had some suggestions, but a young man that played basketball with my son does marketing. He's a student still. And he does marketing. He drew up a little sketch, and he first started off with gatekeepers because of the arts in St. Louis arts, and then he did a really cool drawing of the Sentinels with the arch over top of them, and he's watching the arch, and it's a guy that's in more of a knight type thing, and it was really a cool drawing. And I said, okay, I like that one. I like the way that looks, but you know, I don't get a say. That's above my pay grade. So
maybe Vince McMahon should be listening up. There we go. Vince, if you're listening up there in Connecticut or New York, listen to Coach Hayes. He's got a good idea for you. The St. Louis Sentinels. That could be it.
But whatever they decide, we'll wear it proudly, and we'll go out there and represent the city of St. Louis. I think it's a great opportunity for us. And needless to say, with my past experiences and moving on into the future, it'll be a fun process, and it'll be fun for us to be a part of the community and emerge ourselves into the community and you know, do community service within the community, because that's going to be very important for our guys and for myself. So I'm looking forward to becoming a bigger part of St. Louis.
When do you ramp up? When do you start getting players, putting them in pads, and getting out on the practice field?
Well, our draft will be in mid-October, but we'll have some showcases and different things there in St. Louis, so that we'll be there, and we'll be working out of Old Ram Park, and so I'll be around. I will be around.
And we look forward to getting to know you, Coach. We'll be looking for you in the grocery store someplace. Coach Jonathan Hayes, thank you for joining us here on KMOX, and welcome to St. Louis.
Thank you, George.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.